Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're going to be talking about consciousness, higher consciousness, the supermind, the way that many of us don't believe we know how to work in, but we're living in it all the time. We're going to be interviewing a wonderful woman who has been living in a super consciousness for many years, with a super consciousness for many years, and is remarkable. And we're going to talk with her about her remarkable activities and have some sampling of her work. And I'm speaking with Kelly Kolodny. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so glad you could join us because you do important work. You're helping a lot of people, for one thing. There's so much that we need to know about ourselves, our lives, and the world that we haven't been informed enough about. And you are able to tap into that in a way that very few people can, more and more so every day.
Absolutely.
It's opening up. So can you talk a little bit about your journey? And let's talk about the early years when you were just almost a normal person, or maybe a normal person.
I've probably never been a normal person. But what happened for me was I didn't know anything about channeling or really had any understanding of a higher consciousness. And it was 1989. In retrospect, it was the harmonic convergence, I guess, was occurring at that time, which I didn't know what that was. And I was under a type of chiropractic care. It was called network chiropractic. In fact, the founder of it is named Donnie Epstein, and he lived in Brooklyn. And he himself, I guess, we probably didn't even know at the time, was channeling some information of a technique or a work where he would work on the meninges in the spine, and through that process created almost like a spontaneous kundalini effect. And my brother-in-law was a chiropractor at the time, my sister's husband, and he, you know, had a very normal practice and was learning this work and being introduced to it. And he would kind of practice on myself and my sisters and family and friends. And we would have these extraordinary experiences where our physical body would go into a wave-like motion, spontaneous, without having any control over it. And then I would start to make sounds and movements and so on. And so with my sister, and it was interesting, and things would become very synchronistic and beautiful. We were able to see things in a different way, and it was just fascinating. But I was a student at the University of Delaware, and I was just kind of living my life. And on the weekends, I'd come back to Bucks County, and once in a while, he would do these, what they called clear outs on us. And it was fun. But I didn't have any expectation around it or anything like that. And then one day, it was Thanksgiving, my sister was going to North Jersey for a holiday with her husband, and a voice came through her and started singing and talking and uncontrollably. And it was not scary, but it was just, we didn't know what was going on. And then we were at my parents' house, and my sister started to make all these hand movements and singing and talking, and we realized that there was an energy coming through her that wanted to say something. And I was raised Catholic, and my mother, and I was a baby of five, you know, her understanding was, wow, this is scary, or what is this? But the messages were so beautiful and filled with love that we knew it was something really amazing. It was an incredible gift. And so I graduated from school, and I was living with my sister at the time, you know, out of college, waiting tables, trying to figure out my life. And she would channel, and we would record all of the information. And then one day, she literally had to go out to the grocery store, and Raphael just wanted to finish what she was saying, and she just came spontaneously through my whole body, and I started singing and hands moving and all this occurring. And then she continued her conversation through me. So both my sister and myself channeled the Archangel Raphael. My sister doesn't really share it with people outside of the family, and I didn't for many years. But now I've really been called to do that as the people are more open and ready to hear Raphael's messages.
What I like is the innocence about this. It happened to you. It was an opening of energy that released your consciousness to explore and be receptive of other consciousnesses.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that was interesting is prior to this occurrence, my sister had been at a bookstore and purchased a bunch of books. And one of them was called Starseed Transmissions by Ken Carey. And she had kind of never read it and stuck it up on her bookshelf. And she didn't even know why she bought it. It wasn't really her normal venue of things to read. And then as we started to channel, Raphael described herself as this spiral of white light that came down and descended onto the planet. And we were guided over to the bookshelf. We picked up the book, and we had been recording everything that Raphael had been talking about. And then as we got the book, we recognized that the image on the front was this spiral. And when we opened it, it said that it was channeled by the Archangel. And as we started to read the book, some of it was almost word for word what was also coming through us. And apparently this is a man named Ken Carey out in Montana who is connecting also with Archangel Raphael. Some of the verbiage was a little different, but it was the general message was very similar. It was fascinating. And things like that over the last 20 years just continuously happen. It's been magical, synchronistic. Just, I can't even tell you how extraordinary it's been.
I have one question about a detail here, is that you refer to Raphael as a her.
Okay,
and does he refer to Raphael as a her?
Well, Raphael traditionally, of course, is thought of as a male for sure, Archangel Raphael. When Raphael comes through me, it says that it is no gender. It's just light and energy. And because I channel Raphael, I say she, and I don't know why. I probably shouldn't stop doing that and say he, because it confuses people.
It's fascinating how this consciousness can come through to receptive people. Now, there are other channelers who are channeling other spirits with other names. Have you listened to any of their messages? Do they sound any different?
Surprisingly, I haven't tuned in that much to other people's work, which I don't know why, or not really work, but to their connections. Over the years, many different energies have come to communicate through me, and I've had to really discern who it was that I was willing or wanting to talk to. I had somebody named Darren who came and only talked about the physical body. And I worked with him for a little bit. And then I had someone come named Blue Eyes, and he only talked about color. He was very, very shy, and the only thing he would discuss was color. Then in 2004, the Divine Mother energy came through, and that was amazing, but very heavy and sad. And I channeled her actually at St. Mary's Hospital for hundreds of people, and it was a beautiful experience. But in terms of listening to other people's work, I've listened to, let's say, Abraham Hicks and a few other channelers, but no, not really. I think that the essence of it, if they're speaking truth and it's a high frequency of love, that ultimately the message is very similar. But just because someone's channeling doesn't mean they're always channeling the highest vibration.
It's so interesting. There's a lot of channeling that comes through that you can sense somehow is missing something. It's not accurate. It's some distortion. And I think we have to judge the message more than the messenger.
Absolutely. I think that everyone has to discern the information for themselves. And if it resonates with them or feels like truth in their body, then they know it's a clear communication. And if it doesn't, then just like a book or anything or any information coming through, you take what works for you from it.
Right. I'm also a channeler, but not a trans channeler. I'm conscious. I don't question who is speaking to me. I'm clairaudient, so I can hear. And I used to question, what are the names of these spirits that are talking? And where are they from? Are they some spirit guides or masters or higher selves? Or I don't know. But in the early days, it was important. Now I don't question where the message is coming from. Sometimes I do a classroom I did on Monday night where I had a dozen people sitting there, and I did a reading for each person in the class. And who knew that maybe there were a dozen or 20 spirits speaking to me at different times for the different people in the class, but the information was what was important. And so that's what I look at, is are we hearing something that we really feel is important and authentic and rings of love and truth and well-being?
Absolutely.
Even though it might be hard to hear sometimes.
Oh, for sure. I mean, often people in a session with Raphael will cry and release a lot, and sometimes they don't want to hear what she has to say. She can be very to the point, but it moves things through at a much faster rate than just not listening or not hearing.
Right. That's why it's so important, the work we're doing, because it's not only nice, helpful, positive information, it's clearing information. It's information to help us understand how to do a better job at what we're doing.
Absolutely.
How to make better choices. And neither Raphael nor in my work do they want to make any choices for us, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's all up to you, and you have complete free will as to what you're going to do or not to.
Right. And so it's wonderful to talk with you about these experiences that you've had. You've made a life of it.
I have. Much more recently, I have. In the beginning, I was hesitant to share it with people because it wasn't something, I don't know, really accepted, or at least in my circles of my world, other than my family. But over the years, I would go in and out of it, and I had other things that I did and raised a family and so on. But with the shift occurring in the last few years, I almost feel, I mean, I have a choice, but Spirit really wants to communicate and share and help people to open up.
Sure. And we also don't want to discourage people from their own intuition if they're not doing such a thing as channeling Raphael or being as clairaudient as I can be. A lot of people are living with their intuition anyway. They might not know it. And what we want to do is encourage people to be more open to their higher consciousness and to really start sensing better, and who knows what they're going to hear.
But, exactly. Going into their own heart center is key, and hopefully eventually going to an outside source such as myself bring through information won't be necessary, because everyone will be able to tap into their own inner knowing. That's the goal, for sure.
For sure. I think that's where we're headed as a humanity, is to go into a higher consciousness so that we can read each other better and appreciate each other's hearts more. And it will release a lot of fear in the Aquarian age.
That's right. That's the goal here.
All right. So can we talk to Raphael?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. The process of bringing Raphael in is that I just get real quiet. I make a few sounds, and then she'll come in and say, or he, hello, and you say hello back. And then if you want to ask Raphael a question, we can work it that way. Or maybe Raphael will just come in with a message, however you want to proceed.
We'll see. I'll get a feel for it as Raphael comes through, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, well, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
So good to be here, and we are in such gratitude for all that it is that you do in participating in the awakening of all the beings in which you participate in communicating with and talking to. And so I am so grateful to be here with you and to speak to you today in this particular time and frame, for we are very, very old friends, and I love you so, so very much. And so, hello.
Hello, you've warmed my heart.
Wow. What is it you are wanting to talk about?
Well, about consciousness and about how we are opening up and hearing you and being appreciative of so much of what you're bringing to us.
Wow, I am so happy that you are all listening, for you are in such a great, great deep sleep, and there was a lot of nudging and pushing and carrying on and opening curtains and opening windows and trying to wake you all up, and some of you woke much easier with just a little whisper in the air, and others have needed a lot more nudging, but the shift is occurring and the awakening process is happening, and we are so excited from the angelic realm to witness this process as it unfolds. worlds. As you all remember your essence and your love and how amazing and incredible and divine you are. And it is that although you perceive me as something outside of yourself coming down almost from the heavens with large wings, and although that is a beautiful image, I reside inside of you, for I am a part of you and you a part of me, for we are not separate, nor have we ever been. And as you are awakening to that remembering of that consciousness of oneness and love, radiating love from the essence of your heart out to all those that you see, touch, and experience, you remember your calling, your divine blueprint, why it is that you are here, what it is that you are to do, and allow the universal energy of love or God or whatever it is you are wanting to name or call it to express itself fully in order to bring forth the connection of all beings on your planet to begin rejuvenation, shift, change, releasing and letting go of all of your fear, your separation, your worry, and your anxiety. And so I am so excited to see all these blockages being released, shifted, let go of, and being replaced with this light and this love, and participating as a messenger to help this process. And so I am in great honor to participate with all of you in this awakening and beautiful and amazing time on your incredible planet, to seeing it rejuvenate and return to a healthy state, not only as it reflects all the health and shifts that will be occurring in humanity as a consciousness will begin to be reflected on the human planet, allowing Earth and yourselves to heal as you move into this new dimension of light, in which you remember that you are the creator of all that is and have the potentiality to bring forth heaven on Earth through the creation process of your words, your thoughts, your intentions, in conjunction with your feelings, and of course, with the most important thing of all, love.
Oh, sounds wonderful. I'm inspired to be breathing these words even more than thinking them. I'm hearing them and it's processing in my mind. And my sense is that if we can breathe these words, they become more powerful in us.
Well, yes, breathing them into the cells of your being, allowing them to ignite the light inside every speck of who it is that you are. And so it is, as you are saying, not thinking about, not through the mind, but through the heart, through the breath, through the essence of the vibration of who you are. For it is the sound and the vibration of my frequency that has much larger impact on shifting and opening all of you to remembering than it is the words that I am speaking, for they are just a distraction. And although you enjoy them and it is fun and interesting as to what it is that I am speaking and saying, it is secondary to the vibrational frequency that is occurring through this process.
And I hope our audience can feel what I'm feeling, because my body right now is certainly vibrating in a different way, just in the experience of your expression.
Oh, I am sure that if they are listening, they are feeling.
That's wonderful. And they are.
Oh, yes.
That's great. And I'm so glad that you're working with Kelly. And how did you come to that agreement with Kelly? Was it before she was born? Was it something that happened just from her opening her Kundalini energy? Can you explain that?
It is that we had an agreement, as you speak of, prior to her incarnation descending into matter, into form. And it is that our agreement is that our energies would mesh at this awakening, and so we could bring forth the more openings in which she had agreed to do. However, this experience and unfolding of what you speak of Kundalini was part of the process that needed to occur in order for our energies to be able to connect in this way. And I'm extraordinarily grateful for her use of her physical vehicle, allowing me to descend into matter to participate in my speaking to you and all those around you. For so I enjoy the opportunity to have the experience of Earth and the senses and the beauty of our. I love to come through her vehicle, not only to speak to all of you, but to also use her eyes to open to see the snow falling and to hear the water and the waves of your ocean and to smell the smells and to feel the touches. For it is in the physical realm in which I proceed in or live in a sense. I do not have the opportunity, as you do in matter, to experience all that you have and the beauty here on your planet is extraordinary.
Well, I also understand that out in the other realms, we're more capable of creation, of creating illusions for ourselves, so we can create what looks and feels like Earth when after we pass on.
Yes, however, it is different than it is here, for the intensity is of your matter, and the density is so strong, and the original idea and hope is that you will be able to remain in an awakened state and at the same time remain in this dense matter, enjoying all that it has to offer.
Well, it certainly has a lot. We feel very enriched being here, but I always believe that we're still a primitive race and that we're growing into this new consciousness, but we have a long way to go because we're so materially fixed.
Yes, however, it is important to know that although it has taken a long time in your perception in order to come to the evolutionary process of where it is that you reside right now as a human being or race, as a consciousness, that the leap to the next place or state of consciousness can occur at a much faster, rapid rate, in which spontaneously can occur as the awakening shifts in enough of you exponentially. And so we are hoping that it does not necessarily need to unfold in linear time over a long period, but it can occur at a quickened rate, although it does not really matter, for there is infinite time. But it is that the perception of time and rate in which you are experiencing now is moving faster, and the ability for you to transcend into this higher consciousness at a speeded rate, in a sense, is unfolding and is quite exciting to be witnessing at this time.
I guess it takes this kind of consciousness to even experience time at all.
Yes, for it is that there is no time nor space where it is that I reside when I am not entering into physical matter or vehicles such as this.
And yet it's hard for me to understand how oneness and duality can have gray areas in between. Either there is duality or there's oneness.
Yes, and it is quite complicated, and much of it cannot be discerned or understand through the physical mind that you are using in your physical body. But there is a knowing in which you understand and feel all that is within the heart center of who it is that you are. And so discerning, recognizing, understanding, and figuring all of this out through the mind is really unnecessary, taking you out of the moment in which you are in at this time, which allows you to bring forth creation in which you are wanting to experience.
I love that. That's so true. And that's what so many of us need to do more of, is just being present in a sense of timelessness, allowing life to unfold in its magic.
Oh, it is so much fun. Yes.
Good. Well, Raphael, it's such a pleasure. I'm so glad that you could join us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me, for it is important for you all to know that I cannot come without an invitation, but I love to be invited to all of the parties and to speak to as many beings as possible. And so thank you so much for extending this invitation to me.
Oh, it's such a joy talking with you.
And good day.
Good day.
Hi,
welcome back, Kelly.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have a good time? What happened with you during that time?
I just feel all this love and energy and just kind of like hanging out. Bathed in light or something.
But were you paying attention?
You know, I always describe it as a dream. When you wake up in the morning, you kind of remember the dream, but you don't have all the details. That's how it feels.
Right. A friend of mine was living with us for a while, and she one time said, I think a voice needs to talk to me. And she's very spiritually inclined, and she tones with her voice and with toning bowls. And she said, I think I'm going to do this and see what happens. And all of a sudden, the spirit came through. And I turned my recorder on, and we recorded it. And then when it was done, and it was the first time she had ever channeled like that, and I said, wow, that was amazing. How long do you think you were doing that? She said, I guess it must have been, felt like 5 minutes. And I said, well, I just did a recording of 40 minutes.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating.
Yeah. And it's fun to live with. How does your family feel about that?
Yeah, I have a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old, and they were raised with it, and they love it, and they tell all their friends, and all the high school kids are always coming over and asking Mrs. Kalodny to channel for them. And my husband was with me in college when it happened, so he's on board with it. So everybody is connected.
That's great. My kids have to deal with both their parents being very spiritually inclined, and it's their friends who are encouraging them to love it more. Because, yeah, you know, kids are always questioning their parents.
Sure, we always resist, right, yeah, whatever our parents
but
want.
But I'm glad your family is enjoying this so much. So I guess you learn a lot every time you do this. But then again, if you're not really conscious, does it sink into you in a way that you're hearing the messages?
It does. I've been doing it so long, and the messages are simple and true, and they don't change a lot. But we often record it, and it's fun for me if I'm doing a large group, or and I go back and I listen, don't have any recollection of what she said, and I'm always like, oh wow, that's so interesting.
Oh good, yeah. When I'm working, I'm always telling myself, Peter, pay attention, because you need to learn this too.
Exactly, yeah, that's for sure. I definitely have a lot to learn.
So it's so wonderful to live in a world where we're exposed to thinking outside of our own minds, and
yeah,
and we need that. We need that higher knowing to help move us forward. It's the lower knowing that has been so difficult for us, because we're so based on our five senses and on not being able to share love and empathy and communion the way we believe that we should be.
Yeah, and I think people are really making a shift away from that. And I see such a huge difference in just people's language and the way they communicate, and even just the recognition of how powerful their words are and their thoughts and all of that.
Big, yeah.
Big change.
Yeah. So how do you feel about being an initiator of something so different?
Good. I'm excited about it. I was hesitant years back, but I'm excited to be like a trailblazer into the new consciousness. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's wonderful.
That's good. It's in our hearts to do this. We can't help it.
No, we can't.
And we love it so much. And yet it's a difficult world to be different in at this point, but better than it used to be.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? I don't care anymore. I used to be somewhere and people would say, well, what do you do? And I wouldn't want to say, well, I channel the Archangel Raphael, but now I don't care. I just say, that's what I do. Or actually, my son's in a play and they needed advertisements for the program, and I just put it in. Do you have a question for an angel? Give me a call. And several years ago, I wouldn't have felt comfortable with that, but I just know how important the work is and that people need it, that my ego is out of the way now. I just share it anyway.
And that Raphael sure is convincing. I really enjoyed communicating with her.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, thank you. And it's so wonderful to connect with you. And I love what you do. And I'm so glad that you could be a guest on Energy Stew.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it. It's great.
Well, thanks for joining us. And I wish you and Raphael, too, and all the best to bring a lot more truth and love into the world.
Well, thank you, and same to you.
Okay, Kelly Kalodny, Kolodney. How can people reach you?
Oh, I have a website. It is www.theangelraphael.com, and you can get in touch with me through that for private sessions or to hear about where group things and events that I'm doing, or purchase downloads of previous transmissions from Raphael.
Great. Kelly, thanks so much. I really enjoyed talking
welcome.
With you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. And thank you so much for listening.